Daf Lamed Amud Beis. We'll begin Lamed Amud Aleph, the Mishnah towards the bottom. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Yomer and Tefillah some Musaf Mel B'Chaver here. Tefillah some Musaf can only be done with a minyan, as opposed to the other Tefillahs. Of course, preferably Hitchluch Achila should be done with a minyan, but if he can't, then he can daven B'Yechidus. But by Musaf, he cannot. Unfortunately, speak out, because although all of the korbanos are connected, all the tefillahs rather connected the korbanos, they all correspond to the korbanos, but all the other tefillahs are also rachmim and tachnunim. Musaf is strictly, exclusively connected the korban, and the korban has to be done. It's korban zibur. It has to be done with a zibur. So therefore, tefillahs hamusaf can only be done with a zibur. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says. Chacham say no, even without a minyan. Rabbi Huda said in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he had a different version, different opinion of what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held, not like the Tanakhama. He says, Kamakam Shiyesham Chaber here, Yachid Potter Matilas Hamusaf. And wherever there is a minyan, the Yachid is Potter. We'll see in the Gemara what's the difference between these two versions. Rabbi Huda says, in the name of Elazar ben Azariah, that it's called Makam Sheish Chaver here, then the Yachid is Potter. Now, isn't that the same thing as the Tanakhama's version? Tanakhama says that he says, Ain't Tilas Musafim Elab Chaver here. So, Frank the Gemara of Yurahino Tanakhama, Frank the Gemara, he can be Nayu Yachid Shaloi Bechaver here. What about a Yachid Shaloi Bechaver here? If a Yachid is living in a city where there's no minyan, Tanakhama Savar Pot. Tanakhama held that he is Pot. He held that the Tzilas Musav can only be said with a Tzibor. So even if there's no Tzibor, the Yachid is in a city where there's no Tzibor, but Musav can only be done with a Tzibor. So he's Pot. But Rabbi Yehuda Savar Chayib. Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's Chayib. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's not that there is no Tfilas Musaf B'Yachid. He holds that when there is a Tzibur, then when there's a Tzibur, the Yachid is Yoitza with the Tzibur. He's Yoitza with the Shaliach Tzibur. So it's the Shaliach Tzibur is saying, is davening the Musaf, the Yachid is Pot. But if there's no Minyan, so there's no Shaliach Tzibur to be Yoitza with, then he has his own chiyuv. If there is a tzibur and there's a minyan and there's a shaliach tzibur, so a yachid does not daven musaf on his own, even if he's not in the shul, because he's yotze with a shaliach tzibur. But if there's no minyan in the shul, in the city, if there's no minyan, then there's no shaliach tzibur to be yotze him, so then he has his own obligation. So he could be Nayu. The difference is if there is a Yachid Shalom Chavir. Tanakam is Sabra Pot, Rabbi Yura Sabra Chayim. Amar Avuna Barachin and Amar Achia Barach Halacha, Rabbi Yura Shalom Mishum Rolez Ben Azari. He said, and that's a halacha like Rabbi Yehuda's version. Amar Le Rabbi Achia Barach Ben Shabra Kamra, that's, you said good. Shabra Kamra Dam Shmuel Meyame Lo Matzlin Eslusa Dem Misafim B'Yachin. He says, he never daven Musa b'yavid. Shmuel said he never daven Musa b'yavid. Bin hardol, in hardol, lebar mihal yoma. Except for that day, the also pull Musa the Malka. When over there, that day came when the soldiers of the government came to Lamasa, to the city. But three rabbanon, and the rabbanon were all preoccupied with them. They couldn't daven with the minyan. There was no minyan taking place at that day. B'loy tzali. Now, normally in the Hardah, there's always a minyan, so he never done Musa B'yachid, even though if he wasn't in Shul, he was Yaitse with the Shliach Tzibur. But on that day, there was no minyan in the Hardah because they're all Torahed with the soldiers, and therefore there was no minyan. He davened his own Musa B'yachid. So you see, that coincides with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that said in the name of Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Chanina the Kora, the one who was a Baki in the Psukim And he said he was Yossi Bekamar Halacha. So he was before Rav Yonavi, Yossi Bekamar Halacha, Reyuda Sham, Shemolaz Ben Azariah. He also said similarly that that's the Halacha. Amar Leh, however, he said to him, Puk Kor Karach Lebra, go and recite this outside. And then Halacha, Reyuda Sham, Shemolaz Ben Azariah, because that's not the Halacha. Amar Rav Yechon, and I read see as Rabbi Yani, and it's all about it's all. I saw that Rav Yonai davened and davened again. He davened twice, and he was biyachid. He was not with the tzibur. He was biyachid, and he davened one Shemon Esrei and another Shemon Esrei. So apparently he held that you can daven musaf. The first one was shachris, the second was musaf, and you can daven musaf biyachid and biyachid. What's your raya? Maybe it was shachris. Maybe he davened shachris and he davened over again because maybe the first time he didn't have proper kavana, so he davened the second time proper kavana. What's your raya that it was musaf and that you can daven musaf biyachid? Amar Leh said to Chazi, man gam ram lid masen Allah. We'll see who you're talking about, who you're giving ages. You think that he would not have the proper kavana to begin with? That if he davened the first man Esrei, a great gamma rabba like that would have had the proper kavana. So it must have been that the second filah was musaf and not shachris. And you see that you can daven musaf biyachid. Rabbi Amir, Rav Asi, Alpha Gav, the Havala place of education with Tveria, even though there are 13 shuls in Tveria, like a Masal, Ebe, Ela, Bene, Amude, Hekanavagarse. They only daven between the pillars where they learned. There's a special chashivas of davening where you learned, like we learned earlier in the Gemara Daf Ches. And that's why they daven that. The way Tosfos learns this, and the reason that it's brought down over here in this Gemara is, Tosfos learns, meaning that they daven b'mene muda where they were learning, even though there was no minyan. Even though there was 13 shuls in Tveria, they could have gone to a minyan, but the chashivas of davening, where you learn, is greater than that. So they daven b'mene muda even though there was no minyan. And the point that we're bringing over here is that they daven musaf biyachid, and that's the context of why it's brought over here. So you see that you can daven musaf biyachid. Now this, as Tosfos points out, shows you that we paskin like the Rabbana, not like either version of Elazar ben Azariah. We paskin like the Rabbana because they had 13 shuls in Tveria. There was a minyan, there was chaver ir, and nevertheless, they daven musaf biyachid. So you see that you can daven musaf biyachid even where there is a minyan. Itmar Rav Yitzchak bar Rabbi Dimi Mishum Rabbeinu Amar Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda Shamar Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He says Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda Shamar Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Barava tzali v'har tzali. He daven and then he daven again. He daven and he daven Shemon Esrei again. My time, why did you do that? Why did you daven daven again? If it's because you, the first Shemon Esrei, you didn't have the proper kavana, and now you're davening again. You shouldn't have davened to begin with. You have to judge yourself, assess, do you have the proper kavana? Are you in the proper frame of mind? If you are, then you daven. If not, then you shouldn't daven. So he said, no, that's not the reason. Ella, deloy ikar mar dereish yach. Ella, my, it can't be for that reason. Must be that you daven again because you forgot yalav yalav. You forgot to mention Rish Chayesh. You forgot it was yalav yalav. Why would you repeat the Shemon Esrei again? If a person forgot Yalav Yavid Marev, he does not repeat the Shemon Esrei because he has another opportunity to mention Shachris. If he forgot in Shachris, because he has another opportunity, Musaf. If he forgot in Musaf, he doesn't repeat it because he has another opportunity in Mincha. He says, that is true, but that's only Bitsibur. That's you don't have to repeat it because you can hear it from the Shaliach Tzibur. You can hear the Yalav Yavar from the Chazoras Hashas, from the Shaliach Tzibur. So therefore you have, as Rashi says, a mixes Haskara. So therefore, that's sufficient, and as long as you can make it up in the next tefillah, you can mention it rather in the next tefillah, then that's sufficient. But that's only when you're in a tzibur where you can hear Yal V'Yava from the Shliach Tzibur. But if you're davening V'Yachid, where you can't, you have to repeat it in any event. Kama Yisha Bein Tefillah L'Tefillah. What is the time interval? How long does it pause between one Shemoneh Esrei and another Shemoneh Esrei? For instance, if he's davening Shacharis and then Musaf right after, how long does he have to wait? Or, as Tosfos points out, if he made a mistake and has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, so now he has to pause. How long does he do that? Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, Charamar Kadesh, Tisfein and Daitan. One says that he has to have been a frame of mind that he can beseech Hashem, he can have the proper kavanah to beseech Hashem, v'charamar kadesh tischol daitalo. And the other one says, tischol, Rashi says, it really means the same thing. He has to be in the proper frame of mind to entreat Hashem, to daven, beseech Hashem, but it's just a different terminology. Tosfos says, and he brings down from the Yerushalmi, that's the shear of the time is that it takes to walk dalet amos. That's the time interval. So, Manzo Amar Kadesh is Chayin and Daita Allah. What's his source for that word, that terminology? Dirsiv es Chanan El Hashem. I cried out to Hashem, beseech Hashem. Manzo Amar Kadesh is Chol Daita Allah, Dirsiv Ayachal Maisha. It's Lashon of Tischaylo. Amar Ravana Nana Rav Tavala Hiskush Lorish Chayish Arvi is a person for God, Yalom Yavai, and Mariv, and Mars Yirnai, so he does not have to repeat the Shemana Esra, Lafi, Shein, Bezdin, Mekadshin, as a Chayish, Ala B'yayim. Because Bezdin is not Mekadish the Chayish, only in daytime. They're not Mekadish the Chayish at night, and therefore, the nighttime does not have the same Chashivos of Rish Chayish, to require repeating the Shemoneh Esrei if he forgot Yal V'Yavah. He says, it's a mistabra that it's B'Chodesh Moleh when there's a two-day Rish Chodesh, because then the first night is not the first day of the month, it's only in the 30th day of the previous month. Aval B'Chodesh Chaser Machzir Nais. But if a Chodesh Chaser, when the previous month is only a 29-day month, so then the next day is not the 30th day of the previous month, the next day is the first day of the new month, then even at Marv, you would have to repeat it. Amar le Rav Ashalom Meimar, Mifti Rav Taimakomar, Mali Chaser, Mali Mali. Rav is giving a reason. If Ein Basin is not Mekadosh the Chodesh at night, he's not saying it because the first night is not really Rish Chodesh. He's saying that it's because the first night at night, and it's not the first night at night, Beis Din is not Mekadosh HaChodesh. Therefore, it makes no difference whether it's the first night or the second night. The previous opinion held that it's only the first night that, if he has a Sofek, that he would, and the first night of a two-day Rish Chodesh. First night of a two-day Rosh Chodesh. But he says, no, the time is that night itself, they're not Mekadosh HaChodesh at night, so nighttime does not have that chashivas to require him to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Mali Chosu Mali Mali, Ela Loishna, it makes no difference. If he forgot it at nighttime in Marev, he does not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Hadron Lach Tfilas HaShachar, Hadron Lach Tfilas HaShachar, Hadron Lach Tfilas HaShachar. Nu Perek, Perek Chamishi, Ein Oimdei. A person does not daven, he has to have the proper frame of mind, he has to have kavis roish, he has to have to be in a serious frame of mind in the affairs of that, and he has the moir, the fear of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and with a heart that takes upon the seriousness of what he's doing. Before they davened to put themselves in the proper frame of mind, they were paused for an hour or period of time, a significant period of time. And they used to think about the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam, like Rabbeinu Yehuda says, they put themselves in a serious frame of mind, have Meir Shemaim, and then they davened, in order to have the proper Gavana. If he's davening, even if the king is asked shalom from, he should not answer. And even there is a snake that's around his heel, he should not stop. We'll see in the Gemara, we'll discuss the circumstances of this halacha. How do we know that you have to daven to kavod roish on Rav Elazar dam krov he moras lo? It says by Chana that she davened to Hashem. She davened to Hashem for a child, and it calls her a mora, that she was bitter of heart, meaning she was had to, took a had on her mind the seriousness of the gravity of the situation, and how much she has to call out to Hashem and how serious the situation is. How do you know that to learn out from Chana? Maybe she was in that frame of mind because of her situation, her personal situation. Maybe the pasuk is just saying that she happened to be, that's the way she was, because she was so desperate and wanted a child so much. But who says that that's how we must have it? Who says that that's how everybody must have it? Ella, the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yosef Ruchin Nimahacha." From this pasuk, "Vani Baroy Chazav Vayesecha Eshtach Val Hechal Kachecha Mirasecha." It says, "Birasecha." So you have to have Yerushimayim. Frank, the Gemara, "Mimai Dilma David Shaini the Hav Mitzray Nafshim Rachmi Tula." Though maybe David Melch was exceptional, and that he had that. But who says that one is obligated to have that? Ella, Amar Rav Yosef Ruchin Nimahacha Vayeshtach Val Hashem Bahadras Kodesh. I'll take from Bahadras Ela Bacharolas. Don't learn it Bahadras in the glory of your Kodesh. Bow down to Hashem. Down to Hashem with trembling, with Harada, with trembling. Maybe it means the glory. Maybe that's what it means. He used to put on nice clothing, adorn himself in daven. He's coming before the king, before Melch, Malchim, Elohim. So he dressed properly in a dignified way. Hello, I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak Mahacha. If the Vaz Hashem be Yiro, serve Hashem with fear, Vigilu Barada, and rejoice with trembling. My Vigilu Barada, what does it mean, Vigilu, rejoice with trembling? Seems to be contradictory. I'm Rav Adaram Masa Marava, Bimokam Gila Shamte Ra'ada. In a Mokam Gila, in a Mokam of Shoras Hashchina in the base of Migdash and the base of Knesset, Vigilu b'makam Gilu Shamtei Ra'ada. If a person is rejoicing in trembling and fear, it seems to be a contradiction between rejoicing and fear and trembling. So the Gemara therefore explains that it's not that the person is rejoicing; it means it's a place of rejoicing. B'mokim gila sham tehei ra'ada. There, the person who davens should be trembling, should be with fear. Abaya have Yosef coming to the Rabbi Chazir to have a kabbal d'chtuva. He saw that he was very happy. He was exceedingly happy. Omar gila ra'ada k'siv. It says you're davening, it has to be ra'ada with trembling. Omele, I'm not tefillin adcha. He says I'm wearing the tefillin. I don't have to. We have that extra measure of trembling because the fact that I'm wearing tefillin, that is a siman that I have the yoke of the Ribbono Shel Olam upon me. So therefore, while I'm wearing tefillin, that is has that measure, gives that measure of Yiras Shamayim. Other learns it because he was rejoicing because of the mitzvah of tefillin, it made him so happy. He really had Moira, and he really was trembling, but the tefillin itself made him so happy. Rav Yirmiyahu, he also came to Rav Zera, he was before Rav Zera, Chazer to come and bought up. So he was so happy. Right, you'll gain with being with sadness, meaning you have to be in a serious frame of mind. I'm putting on my tefillin, and therefore, I'm in a happy frame of mind.